The terror lifted in December. Whether that was because the drugs had kicked in or because the reading tour was over, I do not know. In the end, I had canceled only one reading. Between November 1st and December 15th, I had managed to visit 11 cities. I made it through Christmas and New Year's, and I was acting like some semblance of myself. I had lost about 15 pounds, and now I began to put on weight again. My father and my friends all congratulated me on my astonishing progress. I thanked them. In my private self, however, I knew that what had gone away were only symptoms. I hated taking my pills every day. I hated that I had had a breakdown and lost my mind. I hated that unfashionable but relevant word, breakdown, with its implication of the machinery giving in. I was back to about where I had been in September, only now I understood how bad it could get. I was determined never again to go through such a thing. This phase of half-recovery can last for a long time. It is the dangerous time. During the worst of my depression, when I could hardly cut up a lamb chop, I could not have done myself real harm. In this emerging period, I was feeling well enough for suicide. I could by now do pretty much all of what I had always been able to do, except that I was still in anhedonia, the inability to experience pleasure at all. I kept pushing myself for form's sake, but now that I had the energy to wonder why I was pushing myself, I could find no good reasons. I remember one evening in particular when an acquaintance had convinced me that I should go out to the movies with him. I went along to prove my own gaiety and for several hours kept up every appearance of the fun the others were having, though I was pained by the episodes that they found funny. When I came home, I felt a return of panic and a sadness of dinosaur proportions.